Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, Imperial Valley's weekly wellness radio show, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services for the past 13, 14, maybe 15 years, because it's July. And I remember we started the show in July. I'm not quite sure what year. There are better people to chronicle time than me. That's for sure. But we've been doing it a long time, every week, weekly radio, great guests, and this week is no exception. And so let's go over what you have to do today. So I'm going to ask really nice questions. These expert guests are going to give excellent answers. And you're going to listen to the show, and you're going to think, you know what? This really applies to Cousin Henry. Cousin Henry, I wonder if he's hearing the show today. And so what you're going to do is you're going to go to kxoradio.com and click on Let's Talk About It and click on the link to the podcast for this show today and copy that thing and paste it and send it to him. And then since you're already doing that, you could just like pop it up on your social media with like, hey, this was an awesome show. Or you can tweet it out or, you know, however else you want to share it, because sharing is caring. And so I've got these great people doing this great public service with this great information for our community. And if we collectively take it and share it and put it in each other's hands, our community gets better. And better community, nicer neighbors, friendlier people shopping, less people cutting you off in traffic, the whole nine yards. All for you taking and doing what you do by sharing the show with your friends and stuff. Okay? That's how it is. I'm Scott. This is Let's Talk About It. This is our show. Our topic today is the Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program, otherwise known by its catchy acronym, ALP. I am joined by Jessica Aviles and by Brian Phillips. Brian works in the program. Jessica, are you supervising it, right?
Yes, I supervise the program.
Nice. Welcome aboard. So, where do we start? What is an ALP? What is an Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program? Who does it serve? Who gets there? Where do we go?
The Adolescent Habilitative Learning Program is locally stationed at Southside High School. And the goal of the program is basically servicing high school students between the ages of 14 to 17. And these are students that are either having social impairments or school impairments. And some examples of that could be maybe like anxiety. Their anxiety is prohibiting them from attending school, so they're having attendance issues, academic issues. Missing school causes them to not do the work or not go to class, so then obviously they're academically they're failing. So if that's an area of concern, then that's when they process a referral to the ALP program. But the program does serve high school students and a station at Southwood High School.
So any high school kid, 14, 17, who was experiencing some sort of social or school impairment, which means as it relates to mental health, right?
Yes. So I forgot to mention. So ALP is available for students in Imperial County, and that consists of Raleigh, Calipat, Westmoreland, El Centro, Calexico, and these are high school students. The district of service, which is either Raleigh School District, El Centro School District, there's an agreement with the SALPA, and that agreement consists of, let's say, for example, Raleigh High School has a student that would benefit from the ALP program. The school district that is referring the student will be providing the transportation to and from Southwest High School, meaning they'll drop them off in the morning and after school they'll pick them up. But this is available to all Imperial Valley students.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.